The reading is from Luke chapter 14 and can be found on your service sheet. When one of those at the table with him heard this, he said to Jesus, "Blessed is the man who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God." And Jesus replied, "A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servants to tell those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, 'I've just bought a field and I must go and see to it. Please excuse me.' And another said, 'I've just bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me.' Still another said, 'I just got married, so I can't come.' And the servant came back and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.' 'Sir,' the servant said, 'what you ordered has been done, but there is still room.' And then the master told his servant, 'Go out to the roads and country lanes and make them come in, so that my house will be full. For I tell you, not one of those men who are invited will get a taste of my banquet.'"
Rachel, thank you very much for reading for us. Do keep that passage open in front of you as we're going to look at it for a few minutes together this morning. Don't worry about baby crying noises. We've asked for that deliberately, just to give a little bit of background noise to a family service. Why don't I pray for us as we begin? Father God, please would you help us as we look at your word together to understand it and to put what we hear into practice. In Jesus' name, amen. As I said, we're going to spend a few minutes looking at this verse, this passage together this morning. And it is a great passage because it's a passage all about God's heavenly kingdom. So just for a few minutes, I'm going to need adults, please, to just listen carefully. Kids as well, listen carefully. I will use you. You're going to help me in a little bit, but just for the time being, you need to sit quite quietly and listen carefully as we look at this story all about God's kingdom. This section of Luke's gospel is all about God's heavenly kingdom, what it's like, who it's for, and how to be a part of it. And here, towards the beginning of the section, Jesus is at a banquet. He's at a big meal. He's at a feast. And he's with a group of people who clearly think that they're going to be at God's heavenly banquet. Just have a look down at verse 15, right at the beginning of our reading, and you'll see what one of them says. When one of those at the table with Jesus heard this, he said to Jesus, "Blessed is the man who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God." This guy clearly thinks that he's going to be at God's heavenly banquet. And what follows is Jesus' answer to this man. And the first thing I want you to notice as we look at Jesus' answer to this man is that Jesus tells us that God's kingdom, God's heavenly kingdom, will be a great party. God's heavenly kingdom will be a great party. Have a look at verse 16. Jesus replied, "A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests." So Jesus describes the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, like a great banquet, a great party. Jesus says it will be an amazing party. Now, I guess we all know what parties are. Has anyone ever been to a party here? Just put up your hand if you've been to a party. Who's been to a great party? I expect they were having a great party in the English hotel last night, weren't they, after the rugby? Not nearly as good as the party at the England-Scotland final that I am now predicting in the rugby world. Wouldn't that be great? Just to help us get into the party mood, I thought we should have a bit of a party here. Would that be all right with everyone? Bit of a party here. Now, for a party, I brought some party goods along. Here's what we need. Here's what we need. First of all, I've got some party hats. Well, these are tiaras. Sam, do you want to give them? I haven't quite got enough. They sold out in Toys R Us. I've got some party hats. Let's get a few of those hats around. Pass a few hats around. Also at parties, streamers. Where are my streamers? Here we go. Who else got streamers? Chuck some streamers, I think. Party, streamers. Look at that. This is one of the best parties you've ever been to. Actually, it is. More streamers. Look at that. Streamers. Got more streamers. And then, I did have some drinks, actually, but at the last minute, I bottled it, and they're still in the car. I couldn't bring myself to give out drinks, but I have got cakes. Cakes, which I've been making. Well, Asda made. Delicious cakes. I think there's enough for everyone. They may contain nuts. Here we go. Just jump if you're worried about that sort of thing. Let's give out the cakes. Give out the cakes. Make sure everyone gets some cake. Grab handfuls. There's loads. Let me take some up the other end. Oh, look at this. It's like a cake festival. Here. Have a cake. Here. Sam, give out some cakes. This is the deal. Sit quietly eating cakes for a few minutes. Grab a cake. They need some. Got cakes? There's chocolate chip, and then there's sort of super chocolate chip, I think. Everything you need. Make sure everyone's got one. Anyone not got a cake who's feeling bad about that? Keep going. Chocolate chip at that end. So the dad here wants a cake. George, it's for the children. This is a great, you can't see it obviously, but this is a great party happening down here. There's a lot of fun going on, like you wouldn't believe. But, even as good as this party is, keep that guy's hat quiet, as good as this party is, this is nothing. Actually, it's quite easy to imagine that from here. This is nothing compared to God's heavenly party, God's everlasting party, which is heaven. Let me read a passage from the Bible. This is from Isaiah, where the same party is described. Here is how God's heavenly banquet is described in Isaiah. On this mountain, the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats, and the finest of wines. On this mountain he will destroy the shroud that enfolds all people, the sheet that covers all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove the disgrace of his people from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. That is God's heavenly banquet. God's heavenly kingdom will be a great party. And I wonder if that is a surprise for you. Lots of people, I think that heaven will be a rather boring place with lots of sitting around on clouds waiting for something to happen. But Jesus' description of God's heavenly kingdom is far more interesting than that. It sounds like the sort of place, doesn't it, that everyone would want to be at. Which makes it all the more surprising when the people who are invited to the party in Jesus' story actually decide that they don't want to be there. Isn't that surprising? That's our second point. Not everybody wants to be at God's great party. Grab the reading again and have a look down at verse 17. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servants to tell those who'd been invited, "Come, for everything is now ready." But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, "I've just bought a field and I must go and see it. Please excuse me." Another said, "I've just bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me." Still another said, "I've just got married, so I can't come." In Jesus' day, if you were rich and you were planning a party, then you would send out invitations in advance, inviting people to the party. And then when everything was ready, you'd send out your people again to tell everyone that everything was now ready. The people who'd said they'd be there come because everything is now ready. The host would make all the preparations and then would send out that final invitation. And in the story that Jesus tells, all of the people who'd been invited originally begin to make excuses. And the excuses they make are so feeble that it's clear that they don't even want to be there. It's not that they can't come, it's that they won't come. So checking out a field or trying out your new oxen or even remembering at the last minute that you've suddenly got married and can't get there are not great excuses. In my family, the record for the worst excuse is held by my brother-in-law. It's my sister's husband. When he was about 12 and at school, he had a test on, and he said that he didn't want to go to the test because he had a tummy ache. Now listen, I've got to warn you, don't try this excuse, okay? He said he had a tummy ache, so he couldn't do the test, so he went to see the school nurse. When he went to see the school nurse didn't know what to do, so she sent him to the doctor. Went to see the doctor. Obviously, by now, he's got to keep the thing going, so he's going, oh, I've got a sore tummy. So the doctor, didn't really know what to do, sent him to the hospital. And at the hospital, they decided it was his appendix. And it's a true story. And he had an operation to remove his appendix. My brother-in-law, Colin. I know it's a true story because he told the story as part of his wedding speech. At which point, his mum and dad found out for the first time that he'd been lying all along. I suppose, in a way, it was a good excuse. It got him out of the test, and some. These excuses that these guys make in this story are feeble. They're not good excuses. They're such kind of weak excuses that the master of the banquet would have, well, he would have known that the people didn't want to come, that they were being rude. And remember, these are all people who'd said initially, we want to be there. I guess if you throw a party for your friends and no one turns up, well, you'd be sad, wouldn't you? You may be even a little bit angry. And that must be something of what the host of the banquet in Jesus' story feels like. That must be something of what God feels like when people reject the invitation to his heavenly banquet, to his everlasting banquet. And to those people listening as Jesus tells his story, those people who were confident of their place at God's heavenly banquet, who thought that their goodness or the nationality that they'd been born into would automatically get them a place at God's heavenly banquet, this story that Jesus tells must have been a real shock for them. Don't be so confident, says Jesus to these people, that you're going to be a part of God's heavenly banquet, because when the time comes, well, you may turn down the invitation. Just have a look at verse 24, where Jesus says that to them. I tell you, not one of those men who were invited will get a taste of my banquet. And of course, that's exactly what happened, isn't it? Because Jesus is the one who comes to tell us that God's banquet is ready. Jesus is the one who comes to make God's everlasting heaven possible. And the very people that Jesus is talking to in this story, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, well, they're the ones who reject him and have him killed. When the final invitation comes, when Jesus comes and says the time is ready, they didn't want to know. And that leaves the question, doesn't it? What happens to the party? I guess if we're throwing a party and no one turns up, well, that's party over, isn't it? We clear up, we put stuff away, and if you're anything like me, you sulk for about a month. But God's party isn't cancelled because some people don't want to go to it. Instead, a whole new set of guests are invited. And this is our third point. The invitation to God's party is for anyone. The invitation to God's party is for anyone. Have a look down at verse 21. The servant came back and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servant, go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind and the lame. Sir, the servant said, what you've ordered has been done, but there's still room. Then the master told his servant, go out to the roads and country lanes and make them come in so that my house will be full. See, the host of the banquet in Jesus' story was determined that his party would go ahead, even though the people who'd been initially invited didn't turn up. So with an act of really extraordinary generosity, the gates to the banquet are thrown wide open. Invitations to the banquet go out to anyone, to the least likely people, to the poor and the crippled, the blind and the lame in Jesus' time would never have been expected to be invited to the party. People who couldn't possibly repay the favor, all of them are invited in because the master has been to great lengths to prepare his banquet. Now, just so that we understand how amazing it is that this invitation to God's everlasting party is for everyone, we're going to try an exercise, and the children are going to help me with this. Kids, back to me. Got to concentrate now. I need you to help me give out invitations. I've got some invitations to a party, and we're going to try and give one to everybody in the room. That's what we're going to try and do. Okay? I realize that this is fraught with problems, but it'll help make the point. Here's what I want us to do. When I say start, when I give these things out, it would be brilliant if everybody in the room could stand up. If you don't want to, I understand, that's fine, stay sitting. But if you could help me, that would be great. I want everyone to stand up. The kids are going to give out invitations. As soon as you've got an invitation, you can sit down. Okay, obviously, if you don't get an invitation, it's going to look obvious, and we'll know, and we'll get an invitation to you quickly. This is a way of making sure that everybody gets an invitation to the party. Everyone understand how it's going to work? This is to show us how wide God's invitation goes. Okay, I'll give these out first. You just stay sitting, enjoy the seats for the last few seconds. I hope I've done enough. I broke the photocopier making these. Here we go. Give some of these out. Invitations to a party. Give them out, give them out, give them out to people. Make sure people have got piles of these things. Have a few of these. Who needs party invitations? Yes. I don't need a tiara. Thanks. Have some of these. Who needs invitations? Anyone got some? Maybe I'll keep a few just in case. Okay, this is the moment of truth. Could everybody stand up? If you don't want to, that's fine, but if you can, that'd be great. Once you've got an invitation in your hand, you may sit down. Okay? You lot, go and give out invitations. Make sure everybody gets an invitation. Don't forget the balcony. Go. You should be running by now. Yeah, go. Give out invitations. Freddie, make sure everybody gets an invitation. They can't sit down until they've got an invitation. Quickly, go to the back. Balcony, back over there. Don't leave people out, it's very embarrassing. Here, have some more. Get them to people. This corner over here, very slow. Let's get Polly, go and sort them out over there, those guys. Get right in there. Give out the invitations. Some interesting people still standing up. That's what I thought about you lot. Oh. Have some more. Right in the middle there. Look. Oh, no, I need one. See, they come, they sit right in the middle at church, but no. I'm out. What were you guys doing? There's a whole load over here not being invited yet. Maybe I didn't do enough. Yikes. Who's got invitations? There's a pile there. Let's give out to those guys there. If you're holding invitations, there's people still standing. I saw a guy with some there. That guy there. Can't she? She works for a church. She must have been invited. Who's got spare invitations? You can buy them on eBay. Brilliant. So you're feeling left out, aren't you? more down there. Go and help those guys out. Don't worry. Happens at all the best parties. That way. This guy's selling tickets. Brilliant. Pound each. Brilliant. That worked much worse than I was expecting. Have a seat. It's going to be a fight over the last three invitations. Watch this. Tell me there's a few more. Look at that pile there. Okay, I think we're getting the point. Brilliant. We're changing the rules. If you can see an invitation, have a seat. Someone in your family's got an invitation. Excellent. Whew, that was close. I said, come on back. Well done. Hope we get the point. The invitation, God's invitation to his heavenly banquet is for anyone. Jesus makes that absolutely clear in the story that he's telling. The invitation to God's great party is for everyone, which is great news. Great news for people like you and people like me. Because it means that we can be a part of God's heavenly banquet, God's everlasting party. As we've said already, our invitation to that party comes from the Lord Jesus. He's the one who came to tell us that the party is ready. He's the one who made it possible for us to be a part of God's heavenly party by dying on the cross to deal with the problem of sin that otherwise would exclude us from God's heavenly party. So the obvious question that I've got to ask is, what will you make, or what have you made, of the invitation to God's heavenly party? Perhaps you're here this morning and you've never really investigated the claims of Christianity for yourself. You've never really looked into that invitation for yourself. If that is you, then can I urge you to do so soon? Perhaps talk to the person who you came with this morning. Perhaps come to a Christianity Explored course here at St. Helens. At St. Helens, we love to tell people about God's invitation to his everlasting party and what Jesus has done to make that possible. You'll see on the back of your invitation, clever, huh? On the back of the invitation is a sign-up little card for Christianity Explored. There's a course starting on the 4th of November in a few Sundays' time. It happens on Sunday mornings during the morning service. Your kids can join in Sunday school. It's a very simple thing to come to investigate the claims of Jesus. But however you do it, do make sure that you investigate Jesus' claims. God's heavenly kingdom will be a great party. Everybody is invited, and we need to make sure that we don't miss out. Why don't we pray together? Loving Heavenly Father, we praise you for inviting us to your heavenly kingdom. Thank you that Jesus has died to make that possible. And we pray that we would be people who make the most of that opportunity. For your name's sake, amen.